Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for being here today. Not long ago, one of my great friends posted a verse from Proverbs on social media that I thought, that's a fantastic verse for today. It's from Proverbs 16, verse 34, and it says this: kind words are like honey. They are sweet to the soul, and they're healthy for the body. And then they posted this caption. They said, your kindness to others is just as important as workout routine or healthy diet. Your kindness speaks life to others. That's good, isn't it? There's something about kindness. It reminds me of Colossians 3, verse 12, that says, therefore, as God's chosen people, ones that are holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Did you catch that? The word is to clothe yourself with these things. That literally means that we're to put them on. So Paul is saying that when we get up in the morning, when we wake up, we don't just get dressed physically, we're to get dressed spiritually and emotionally as well. Those are so important. And so when we wake up, we get to decide, what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear physically, but how am I going to show up emotionally, and how am I going to show up spiritually? What kind of attitude am I going to have today? What that means is we get to choose it. So when you think about kindness, it's a choice. It's something that we can choose. It's something that we can carry with us every single day. I've read and heard it said that kindness is just love in action. It's a tangible, practical expression of what love actually looks like. It's visible, it's active, it's not just emotional. It's this reminder that we can find a need and we can fill it. Sometimes I think we're a little nervous about being kind. Well, what happens if I'm just too kind? What if somebody thinks I'm strange? What if somebody thinks they can take advantage of me? I would just encourage you to try kindness today. Ephesians 2, verse 8 says, because of his kindness, you've been saved through trusting Christ. And so when you think about it, kindness really goes hand in hand with grace. Poet Robert Burns said that the kind heart most resembles God. And I think that's true, that we should be kind just because God is kind to us. Another reason why we ought to be kind is because we want people to know us and to treat us how we want to be treated. Matthew 7, verse 12 says, do to others what you would have them do. So if you're rude to others, chances are they're going to be rude to you. But if you're kind, most people will want to mirror that. Most people will want to respond that way. Proverbs 21, verse 21 says, be kind and honest, and you will live a long life. Others will respect you and treat you fairly. And again in Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 17, we read, your own soul is nourished when you're kind. It is destroyed when you're cruel. And so today, I want to encourage you to try out some kindness. Just be kind today. Put on kindness, just like you got dressed, just like you got ready. Get your spirit ready today. And when you're tempted to get ticked off at people, show them a little kindness. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.